Macomb this year moved the downtown development office into City Hall. The work had been done through the Chamber of Commerce for a number of years. Now, aldermen will decide whether to bring another set of responsibilities directly under the city's purview. The city has contracted with the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau for around 20 years, but City Administrator Dean Torreson recommends ending that relationship and putting City Hall in charge of tourism. Torreson says the CVB generally helps with advertising and promotion for events that already exist. He thinks it should be more actively engaged in creating attractions or bringing in events.
I'm not saying that they don't work with groups and organizations, because they do, but I just think there's been, for many years, a dearth of ideas and aggressiveness.
Torreson's concerns surprised Nikki Gray. She's executive director of the CVB. Gray feels her organization is doing what its mission statement says, which is to promote the Macomb area as a destination for festivals, special events, meetings, and conventions, and otherwise work to bring in visitors.
It is one of my drives in this position to make sure that we are reaching out to our events that we currently have, that we can support them and see what we can do to bring it to the next level, should that be the desire of those committees or the individuals involved. And it is also another major drive, an important part of my job, is to bring some of the community together and start new events like the Flatland Jam, for example. That'll be in August. That is something that that happened through partnerships, and a lot of these partnerships have been initiated by the CVB.
Gray says it's not the CVB's job to be in the limelight. She says it's the group's job to help make awesome things happen. The city's contract with the CVB expired a few months ago. Torreson says a new contract was sent to the group, but it has not been signed, so he decided now would be a good time to move on. That contract required the city to pay the CVB $184,000 a year. The money came from the hotel and motel bed tax. Torreson says the city could save $48,000 by bringing the duties in-house, and he says the money the city spends could be put toward the physical development of tourist attractions in Macomb.
This is not necessarily an indictment of the personnel at CVB. I think that the organization is flawed in design.
Flawed in design how?
They seem to keep organizations and volunteers at arm's length. They're not, they claim not to be actually responsible for events such as Heritage Days, but they will work with the committee.
Torreson believes the city has the right personnel in place to work better with organizing committees, and he sees tourism dovetailing together with the Downtown Development Office, which is overseen by Andrea Keen.
I think this is some things that she's doing now, the initiatives that she's taken on, will help her. Actually, there's some overlap between what she's doing now and what she would be doing with tourism. She's a person who is extremely capable. I mean, I've often said to people, I think she could do both jobs in her sleep. She's that good.
But if Andrea were to ever leave, you wouldn't have that talented person in that position. Is that a concern at all?
It's a concern, yeah.
Whoever replaced her would have all these duties.
We would have to find somebody as talented and capable as Andrea.
That argument does not sway the president of the CVB board, Dave Dorsett. He says Torreson's plan puts too much responsibility on one person.
The director of downtown development may very well be an exceptional person, and you would have to be incredibly exceptional to be able to take on this load and deliver it as cheaply as they're saying. It's impossible.
The City Council's Community Development Committee reviewed the proposed change this week. So many people showed up for the meeting, it was moved to a larger room. Half a dozen people spoke in support of the work being done by the CVB. Some also praised Gray for her use of social media to promote events. Still, the committee voted unanimously in favor of recommending the change to the full City Council, which will review the plan on July 13th. Aldermen could vote on it the following week. If the change is approved, tourism responsibilities could be handled by City Hall by the 1st of September. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.